What an exciting pursuit it is, the frequencies of wisdom. And our topic today is infused with wisdom. So in Proverbs 4 verse 9, the Passion Translation, you will be adorned with beauty and grace, and wisdom's glory will wrap itself around you, making you victorious in the race. The NIV version says she will give you, which is wisdom, a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. Now, the Hebrew word for give, yatan, means to be bestowed upon, to be durable and last a long time. And as we embark on a journey through the dimensions and realms of wisdom, there is no doubt Solomon uncovered invaluable treasures and profound insights into the spirit of wisdom. The story brings to mind the movie Aladdin, where the genie granted three wishes. And similarly, God asked Solomon what he would wish for above all else. Now Solomon, understanding that if he wanted any other desire to materialize, he required only one thing, besides God himself, of course, and that is wisdom. And in this narrative, the term yatan depicts God bestowing the spirit of wisdom upon Solomon, empowering him to govern with discernment and comprehension. Now, the Hebrew word for garland, it's a turban, and it symbolizes an adornment of honor worn upon one's head. This term is also a derivative of the variant for Levi, the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. The Levites were the priestly tribe responsible for the spiritual guidance of the Israelites. They played significant roles in the ancient temple of Jerusalem and carried out various religious duties, including teaching the Torah, maintaining the sanctuary, and performing sacred rituals. Now, as priests in Christ, Yahweh adorns the sons of God with wisdom, knowledge, and insight. The name Levi originates from the Hebrew word lawa, meaning to join. This signifies the Levites' ability to connect with the spirit of wisdom on a quantum level, stepping into her ancient pathways, aligning their gates with hers, and accessing abilities and insights beyond human understanding. The turban on the head symbolizes the prophetic act of positioning, the beginning upon the sun's head, aligning their spirits with original intent. As wisdom's glory envelops them, she activates blueprints revealing the original design and the pathways leading to it. In Luke 2 verse 40, the Passion Translation, the child grew more powerful in grace, for he was being filled with wisdom and the favor of God was upon him. And we of course know that scripture is about Jesus. As we yield to wisdom's embrace, we are infused with a complete hologram of blueprints living within her, positioning ourselves for front row access to the unveiling of creation's mysteries and the abilities assigned to the sons of God. The spirit of wisdom, Chokmah, is a key aspect of God's nature and one of the seven spirits of God. It is intrinsically linked to the divine presence. By granting wisdom, God shares his divine essence with his sons, enabling them to better understand, navigate, and unlock the secrets of ancient pathways and the physical manifestations of wisdom. Wisdom's frequency continually flows through and around us. She possesses the blueprints of creation and carries our mandates for fulfilling our divine purpose, allowing us to bring all of creation under the dominion of the kingdom of light and to immerse all things in the radiance of his glory. As we intertwine our spirit with wisdom and become infused with her frequency, we begin to attune ourselves to the rhythms of the Father's heartbeat, This connection unlocks a deeper consciousness within us as new creation beings. We start to access our intuition and the scroll inscribed upon our hearts, guiding us to explore and delve into the profound mysteries of Yahweh's essence. Proverbs 3:19. The Lord laid the earth's foundation with wisdom's blueprints. By his living understanding, all the universe came into being. Through this infusion, we are downloaded with a heightened level of understanding and perception, enabling us to discern with great insight. We are empowered to see beyond the physical realm and perceive the spiritual realm, where we are interconnected and wholly unified with him. We have access to the wisdom of the mind of Christ, allowing us to synchronize with his breath and release it into our surroundings. As we allow wisdom's frequency to flow through us, we become vessels of light, bringing forth healing, transformation, and restoration to all things. We become instruments of the divine, executing our mandates with love, compassion, and grace. In James 3:17, the Amplified, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of compassion and good fruits. It's unwavering without hypocrisy. It reprograms belief systems in our hearts, the seat of divine intuition. His wisdom is a lamp to our feet and guides us into his everlasting truth. As new creation beings, we are infused with wisdom. Yahweh endows us with the transformative power and abilities that reflect his complete being, allowing us to walk in his ancient pathways. He permeated us with wisdom's garment, altering our current state of reality. Being infused with the spirit of wisdom is a powerful and transformational encounter through which we experience profound shifts in our consciousness and a deeper connection to our primordial being, our eternal existence in Jesus. Here's an activation prayer for you. And I think it's pretty prophetic because outside it is raining and there's thunder. Here's the prayer. Jesus, words cannot express the depth of my gratitude for being placed within the remarkable realm of wisdom. Through you, I intertwine and align the gates of my spirit to become enveloped in wisdom's divine mantle. I wholly immerse myself in wisdom, embracing the heavenly blueprints and abilities that empower me to govern skillfully and reign as a son of God, a king in the heavenly kingdom. My love for you, Jesus, is boundless and eternal. If you are not subscribed to the blog already, go to the link below. And if you would like to enroll in any courses or trade, check out the links. I love you big time.